Hey guys, it's A Talk. I got it right. And we just finished watching
Billboard
Music Awards. I was like, Billboard.
And then Billboard. okay. And BTS was not there. And you know, HYBE announced about a week ago that BTS would not be making the journey to Las Vegas to attend Billboard. And it was kind of ambiguous as to why. Some people are suspecting it's because they are focusing more on the release of their new album. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, isn't necessarily like all new songs. Mm-hmm. It's more old songs, and then there's only like 3 new songs.
Interesting.
So ARMY's kind of disappointed about that, but we'll talk about that later. Okay, so BTS was not at Billboard. We did watch the Billboard Awards. What are your thoughts?
Okay. I enjoyed most of the performances, okay?
Mm-hmm, I did too.
But the vibe was definitely different from mm-hmm. when BTS is usually there. Mm-hmm.
It seemed a little bit more subdued. Mm-hmm. It seemed a little bit more like less party and more of like
music. Like music. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, though? I get what you're saying. And I feel the same way. Like, it was more like about just like the winners and honoring people, yeah, and not so much like, well, let's also have a good time and have these great performances.
Yes.
The other thing that I thought was interesting is this year compared to other years, I thought that performances were a little bit more subdued.
Yep.
Like they weren't as like jaw dropping, like, yeah, like, oh my god, I can't believe they're doing that or something like that.
Yeah,
it was like kind of reined in.
Yeah.
And the host was who?
P. Diddy.
Okay, if he still goes by P. Diddy,
Puff Daddy.
I don't even know what he goes by, but yes, Sean Puffy Combs. Whatever, yeah. P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, you know.
P. Diddy, Puff Daddy.
He hosted it, and he also was the executive producer of it. And I was like sitting there wondering, is he usually the executive producer?
I got no clue.
Or was it just this year?
I think it was just this year.
Okay. And he like totally took over, and it was more noticeable in the beginning than the end. But
yeah.
It was weird because I haven't even heard from him in like years.
Yeah.
And then he's just like
on Billboard, and you're like, yeah, whoa, where'd you come from?
The other thing that I thought was interesting is, like, he talked a lot about his own personal evolution, which was interesting. And I think it's interesting for people, like, in my age group, because, like he was so influential when I was a kid. Like,
yeah,
he was putting out music when I was, like, in middle school and high school and, you know.
Yeah.
And so to see him make this transformation or talk about it is really interesting for me. What else could we say about Billboard?
Who was your favorite act?
Oh, my favorite act? Well, who was your favorite act?
I don't know exactly how to say his name, so sorry if I butcher it really badly. But I think it's like Raul Alejandro, mm-hmm, or something. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed his performance. I thought, I didn't know he could dance so well and stuff. That really impressed me.
Mm-hmm.
And I love when people sing and dance because that's hard, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. it's like, it adds another level of difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that his set was like the background and everything.
The cherry blossom tree.
Yeah, it was very nice too. And his outfit was nice. And yeah, everything was nice.
Yeah, so there. I don't think I can pick a favorite act because I...
It's all Sonic.
Oh my god. Okay, I can pick a favorite. Oh my god, you guys. Silk Sonic.
Killed it.
Oh.
Killed it.
I can't even... Okay. Like, I can't even tell you guys how much I love Silk Sonic. I have been a huge Bruno Mars fan.
For years.
At least since I was, like, 25 when he...
Hey, you can't say that. You can't give away age.
Oh, which was only, like, 3 years ago. Yeah. When I was 25 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Anyways, and so, like, to hear Bruno sing with Anderson and them making all these throwback jams, like, it's so interesting to me. And Bruno is such a good singer.
I know.
He is so good.
Yep.
He is so good. And Anderson Paak can sing too. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, these guys are so talented.
They produce, they sing, they write, they do it all, man.
And my big thing right now is I haven't seen them perform.
I know!
And they're in Vegas almost every weekend, and I'm like, oh, I want to go, but the tickets are so expensive. Mm-hmm. And like, I gotta get over there, I gotta spend the night in a hotel, oh.
Or you could just, you sleep? And then you drive, you go to the show, and then you drive back.
I could sleep in my car.
Yeah.
Sleeping in my car to see
Bruno Mars.
Silk Sonic. That's a song in itself.
Yeah.
Dear Bruno.
Sleeping in my car.
This is your new song.
Silk Sonic. Please.
But they were, okay, they were amazing.
Yeah.
They were amazing.
Yeah.
God. Okay. So now, what should we talk about? Let's talk about the new album.
Okay.
So, there's only like 3 new songs on that album. The rest are songs that they've already put out. And a lot of ARMY is kind of like, wait, like, is this about the music? Or is this just about album sales again?
Like, yeah, I don't like that.
Are you just putting something out?
Just to put it out.
Just to put it out to make some, like, quick money. And it's like... I can kind of get where they're coming from. And, like, we've had this battle, this money battle with HYBE.
For a while.
A lot
and we
recently.
Actually almost, like, a we almost, recently. Like, basically left the fandom because of it.
Mm-hmm. Like the official fandom.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, we'd always love BTS, but we were like, dang. Like,
I don't want to support HYBE. Uh-uh, like, I ain't doing that.
I don't know. Anyway, so this is just kind of another thing where people are like, well, and I feel really bad because... It made me realize that it's a lot of what we see and get and experience
is a business.
Is BTS like the corporation?
Yeah.
Not BTS the members.
People.
Mm-hmm. And so that makes me really sad.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't know how the boys feel. And I think it could be one of those things, and we've talked about this on previous podcasts, where at some point, a lot of artists get so frustrated with the way things
like,
are going.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. They just like break free, and it's like maybe that's starting to build. Yeah, I don't know. I can't make any. Like, I don't want to assume anything. But and BTS, they're such good people. Like, they're so like publicly loyal to HYBE. Like, I wouldn't expect them to really speak out. A lot. However, that does remind me of Namjoon's V Live that we talked about before, mm-hmm. after the Grammys, mm-hmm. and how he was like, we want to get more involved.
Yeah.
Like, it's frustrating that we can't. We want to. And everyone's like, well, not everyone, but we were like,
does that mean
they don't let you?
Yeah.
Anyways, so let's see where this goes.
I personally, for a while now, have been pretty disappointed because I love, like, when they, like, okay, some really good examples of, like, really good music by them are, like, Idol and, like, I don't know, like, Home or some, you know what I mean? Like, I love those songs. And I just feel like Dynamite and Butter, like, they're good songs, but... I don't know, they're just, like, they're pop songs. Like, they're just pop. Like, there's nothing that makes me, like, especially, like, oh, this is so unique, and, like, I love to listen to this all the time, and it gives me this feeling. Like, it's strictly just been, like, dance, mainstream, pop, American,
English.
Music. Exactly.
And I think we definitely, like you said, like we resonate and we connect more with the older stuff than the newer stuff.
Mm-hmm. So I think with me, I was really hoping that, you know, I was like, well, they can't keep putting out just mainstream song after mainstream song. So it's like, so maybe this album will be that like old thing that I need, like the going back to like, oh, let's like create an album that tells a story and that
they've also really... like shifted their producers to more American producers. And TXT's music
has so been good.
So good.
It's so good.
But you know who they're using, who their producers are?
The Korean producers who used to produce for BTS. Yep. And their music is really good.
It's so good.
Like, oh my god, guys, I Know I Love You was like, I was in shock.
I know.
I was like, this is the best song, like, ever. I was like, I love this song.
I do reporters not ask these tough questions? Are they told not to ask them?
Probably.
What would BTS say if they did ask them these questions? What is the deal?
That's because why we have to ask them.
I have so many question marks over my head right now. Like, what is the deal?
I mean, I just, you know, I obviously want the boys to be happy. And if, like, you know, if, like, putting songs out like Butter and Dynamite is what makes them happy, then that's fine. But that also doesn't seem like that's the case. If Namjoon's saying, like, we want to get more involved and we want to put out more music, but, like, it's not necessarily, like, in our hands
right because
he could have
been like, we're working really hard and, you know, we put a lot of our own spirit into our music and it just wasn't well received and that hurts my feelings. But he didn't say that.
Yep. He's like, I want to get more involved.
Right.
And we're like, oh.
Okay. Ow. So, what else?
Well, on the topic of that, I was going to say, do you think anyone's going to be coming out with a mixtape soon?
I mean, I feel like we've been waiting for Jungkook for like 3 years.
I know.
It's the ultimate.
I'm putting it out soon.
It's the ultimate teaser. Like,
because to be honest with you, I think he's the kind of person, and I do this a lot too, where like you're feeling something, right? You're feeling something 1 week, you create it. Like, I choreograph something. And then the next day I'm like, this is trash. I don't want to do this. Like, I don't feel this vibe, this energy anymore. And I think he's totally that guy. And so I think it's taken him so long because he's trying to find stuff that he's actually, like, always feeling, always secure.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, he's like, he evolves too fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, his music produced can't keep up.
Exactly.
You know, he's like technology, you know? It's like... Nope, it's like already old by the next day.
Okay, I like this. Yeah. Okay, I like this. Just like his hobbies. Like, that's why he likes boxing. He likes dancing. He likes whatever the heck else he likes. You know, drawing, painting. Like, that's probably why he has
thighs.
So many hobbies.
He likes his thighs.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now, let's go back to our world tour announcement. Suspicion. So, I had picked that they would probably announce a world tour, on, I think, May 18th, which is this week.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, like, the 25th or 27th or something.
Yep.
So, let's see what happens. It's got to happen soon.
It has to.
Because, like we talked about, Jin might be going away soon. And that's another thing that we should talk about next time is how we think they're really going to do this military service. Are they going to break them up? Are they going to send them all together? Is the government finally going to be like, just forget it?
Well, they can be like, just forget it, but the boys have said that they want to serve.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be another thing. Maybe not all of them actually like really want to serve, you know?
Mm.
So if they do not let them, like... Are some of them gonna go? Some of them not?
Mm-hmm.
Like ever?
Mm-hmm.
You know? We'll see.
All right. Well, I guess that's it. Okay.
Okay.
Talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.